الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله وقال تعالى إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. They say in life, direction is important. Once a person's direction is life, is correct, then speed is of no importance. But if a person is in the wrong direction, then the faster he is going, the further he goes from his destination. So now at the back, you all are looking at me, you can't see somebody is wearing a red sweater, or you can't see those that are drinking coffee. But I am seeing all of this. Like when you're sitting in class, in the fourth year, fifth year, final year. So the ustad, he's facing the students. You can see in the back stuff what is happening. So sometimes the students in the second stuff, they don't know what's happening. But the ustad, his direction is there, he can see. So direction is important. Once there was a villager. So first time he's traveling by train. So he came to the station. And from his village, they gave him directions, how you must go, this is what you must do. So he came with a rickshaw, he came to the station. The first train he saw, he sat on that train. So after some while, when the train started moving, so it was the upper berth and the lower berth. So he's sitting at the bottom. So they told him that he was going to Lahore. They told him 1 hour, you'll reach Lahore. So he took out his watch from his pocket, seeing 1 hour passed. So he asked the person on top, "Are bhai, kahan ja rahe? Where are you going?" So he said, "I'm going to Karachi." So now this is a villager, he got shocked. He said, thinking. He said, "There's new innovations, it's amazing. The top is going to Karachi. Bottom is going to Lahore." So we have to get our direction in life. Correct. That what is Allah Ta'ala sent us in this world for? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the objective of our life. And to come onto the ibadat of Allah, we need to recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So, my beloved brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we were even created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was fully aware of us. هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ إِذْ أَنْشَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَإِذْ أَنْتُمْ أَجِنَّةٌ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. When that fetus is in the womb of the mother, then the mother herself, she doesn't know it's a boy, it's a girl. It's going to look like the father, it's going to look like the mother. And this also is amazing, when the child is born, then people come visit the uncle, auntie, and they say, who the child looks like? Oh, it looks like the grandmother. And just to make someone happy, say, it looks like that one. Don't look like anyone, you know. But the mother didn't know what will be the weight of the child, what will be the height of the child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at that time, Allah was fully aware. Every stage that we were passing through, Allah was aware of it. Before we were even born, before a child is conceived, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, Zaid will be born in Pakistan, Yusuf will be born in New York, Ibrahim is going to be born in Azadwal, who his parents will be, how long he'll live. Every detail of his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer, He has fashioned us. Ya ayyuhal insan, today we heard in the Fajr Salah, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem, alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalaka. What has put you into deception with regards to your most kind, most benevolent, merciful Allah, your Rabb, who has created you, fashioned you, perfected you. How perfect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created us. From the beginning He knew about us. In every stage of our life that we will go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is closer to us than our jugular vein. Every person, in every stage of his life, when he's obeying Allah, Allah is with him. And when he's disobeying Allah, Allah is also with him. like how Mulana spoke about music now, the harms of music. That person who's going to a rave club, he's disobeying Allah. He might be making sajda to the devil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of this person. So my respected and most beloved brothers, our objective in life is how we can get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that we should come back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to show us His mercy. And Allah has created us for us Jannah when we leave this world. In this life, Allah has put us for a short while, that how this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us, how we can pass through this year and how we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. They say when a child sometimes troubles the mother. So now, mother gets angry with the child. The mother might shout the child, scold the child. But sometimes the child goes overboard. And the mother, she's maybe hurrying, trying to get things ready on time. Visitors are coming. There the child went and dropped something, spilled everything. So now the mother lost it. She became very angry. She took the child and she put the child outside and shut the door. Just wait there till your father comes back. Small child, he sees the door being closed in his face. What does the child do? The child doesn't say, it's a good chance to run away and go and play. Let me go, my friends are waiting outside. The child knows there's no other door but the door of my mother. The child will cling to the doorstep, will sit on the doorstep, start wailing, start crying. Ummi, I'm sorry, Ummi, I'm sorry. It might be at night. The mother, she's angry, but she hears the cries of the child. After a little, what does the mother do? She opens the door. She embraces the child, clings onto the child. See, Ummi doesn't want to hit you. Ummi doesn't want to put you outside. But now this is too much. Now you be a good boy. My respected elders and brothers, more kind and merciful than the mother is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once explained to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was a battle taking place. So one of the captives that had been brought, among the captives, there was a woman. And this woman had become separated from her infant child. This woman was parishan, worried, going to and fro, looking for her child. Finally, she found her child. As she found her child, she took the child, clinged onto the child, embraced the child to her bosom. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba are seeing this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the sahaba radiallahu anhum, do you think that this woman would allow, would be able to put her child into the fire? The sahaba said, O Rasulullah, impossible. We just witnessed this mother was so worried, so parishan, until she found her child. Look at how she's embracing the child with love. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to sahaba, more merciful than the mother is to the child is the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows to His creation. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Allah ta'ala has created 100 mercies of His. From that 1%, one mercy, Allah ta'ala has sent down onto the earth. That one mercy of Allah, one rahmat of Allah, all of the mercy that is found on the earth, the mercy that is shown amongst the animals, the mercy that is shown amongst humans, the mercy that we show to one another, all of this is through the barakah of that one mercy of Allah. 99 mercies of Allah has been stored up to show us in the akhirat. So how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that we turn back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants that we rebuild this relationship with Him. And my respected, most beloved brothers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended this hand of friendship to us, and we will take that hand of friendship, then what honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, in his time there was one youngster, and he was always engaged in ibadat of Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu was very, very affected with this youngster. To look up to him. One day he noticed that youngster is not there. So he asked the people, what happened? Where is he? They said, no, he has been taken sick. So Umar radiallahu anhu went to visit him. When he came to the house, then he found out that this boy had passed away. So what had happened is this boy, after leaving the gathering of Umar radiallahu anhu, on his way home, there was a lady who used to sell herself. So she used to always try and entice him. But this youngster never used to pay attention. Once, he became overcame, so he entered into the house. As soon as he was entering into the house, the ayat flashed to his mind. إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون. Understood meaning of the ayah, the khulasa is that people who have taqwa, when a whisper of shaitan affects them and they lose themselves, they forget, then very soon after that tadakkaru, they realize, they remember, and then they open up their eyes, they realize what wrong they have done, then they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when this ayat flashed into his mind, this youngster gave out a scream and he collapsed, he fell down unconscious. So this woman, now she was in a dilemma. He's here, she thought he's dead in my house. But anyway, she sent a message. His father was called, he came, tried to revive him, couldn't get him, so they carried him home. When he reached home, after they maybe gave him some water, etc., then he got his consciousness back. So as he now becomes conscious, the father asked him, "Oh my son, what happened? What happened to you? How come you were there?" So the youngster starts to explain the situation and the incident, what happened. And he says, "Then the ayah came to my mind. And when this ayah came to my mind, I fell unconscious." So the father asked him, "Oh my son, what ayah came to your mind? Tell me that ayah." And as he's about to say the ayah again, he becomes overwhelmed and he passes away. So Umar radiallahu anhu, now when he comes, he finds out the boy has already been buried. So he goes to his grave and he stands at the grave and he asks that Allah says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who has the fear of Allah, Allah will give him two jannats. And he says, "Oh youngster, have you found these two jannats? Is the promise of Allah true?" Allah Ta'ala makes a miracle happen. A voice comes out from the grave and the boy says that, "Oh Umar, I have found it. Allah has given me those two jannats. Allah has given me those two jannats." My respected beloved brothers, when we will connect ourselves to Allah, in this world Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us honor. In the akhirat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us honor. Recently there was one incident of a youngster that had passed away in our country, in Durban. So actually the youngster passed away many years ago, 2008-2009. So I remember in 2011 we went for 24 hours Jamaat. Many ustaz were with. We went to Soweto. They were opening a masjid, so the first 24-hour Jamaat went there. Mufti Mutara Saab, he also gave the bayan. So in that Jamaat, there were some brothers from Azharville that had spent 4 months pedaling in the path of Allah. So one of the brothers, one of the students was from Stenga. So this Azharville brother was giving us lots of karguzaris of the time when they spent in pedal. And he said there was one youngster, I don't remember his name, that he was making our nusrat, he was helping us. He spent so much of time with us. And he was a very good boy. The Jamaat left and went to another place. He came and he made ikram for us. He used to come visit us. And then he passed away. He was coming back from, most probably from his studies. On the side of the road, there was another car parked. He didn't see, it was raining, and he knocked into that car. Met up in an accident and he passed away. Very young boy. So he was giving this karguzari about this boy. And this was in 2011, I remember this. So, a few weeks ago, one Mulana gave the incident. He said that there was a boy from our town, Stenga. He passed away many years ago. And his mother passed away a few days ago. So, when they were going to Bali, they thought that might as well put her in the same grave as her son. The boy's father had passed away a long time ago. And now the mother also passed away. So, when they opened the grave to put the mother inside, they found his body was still perfectly intact. My respected elders and brothers, in this world also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will honor a person. So we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make tawbah and istighfar. Whatever has passed in our lives, all of us, there's something that we've done, we are ashamed of. The time is right now. We have to make a pledge with Allah that, "Oh Allah, from now I lead my life in accordance to your commands. Oh Allah, I want a friendship with you. I want to become close to you. I make tawbah from all the past." And my respected elders and brothers, when we will turn back to Allah, Allah will become happy with us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained that Allah Ta'ala becomes happy with a person making tawbah and repenting more than a person who is on his camel and he's traveling alone in the desert. And in the desert there's no GPS signal and there's no direction. The person, he has his direction. If he gets lost, he might stay for weeks in there, he might die in there. So as he's traveling, it's a long journey. He has his provisions on his camel. He finds a tree, he gets down to rest. While he's resting, that camel bolts and runs away. So now this man is worried. My camel is gone. No food, no drink. He sets out looking for this camel, following the tracks. As he goes, he now gets more and more lost. And after a long search, now this person is hungry, this person is thirsty, and he's losing hope as the day goes on. And finally, he says that this camel is gone, I'm never going to find it. He lies down again. This time he lies down, preparing to leave this world. And he's given up hope totally. And as his eyes close, and he's preparing now to leave this world, after a little while he hears a noise, his eyes open, and he sees the camel with all his provisions standing in front of him. What will go through this person's mind? He jumps up. Life has come back into him again. Grabs hold of the rein of the camel. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this person is so ecstatic, he's so happy. He says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. O Allah, you are my slave. I am your Rabb. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, out of the happiness he's experiencing, he has made a mistake. He's called Allah his slave. He said he's the Rabb of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, more happy than this person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes when a person will make tawbah and turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah, in dunya, you harm a person, you do something wrong to him, you ask him for maaf, your friend, you say, hey, please forgive me, he'll forgive you one time. Second time, the same thing you do, you say, now you're making it a habit, now it's happening too often. Third time, who's going to forgive you the third time? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time we turn back to Allah, we make tawbah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, Allah will forgive us. 70 times a day, a person makes that same mistake. Each time, he's regretful, remorseful. Why did I do this? How could I have listened to that music? How could I have spoken to that girl? I'm never going to go back to it again. He makes a firm intention. Oh Allah, it's over, I'm giving it up. And he makes tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts his tawbah. So my respected, most beloved brothers, we have to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to make this intention that, oh Allah, from now, I want to be your close servant. I want to be your friend. I want to become close to you. I want your love. I want your marifat and I want your recognition. That is why we have come here to this Islahi Jalsa, to build that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the bayans that are being given is to guide us, to show us how we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we have to stay away from, what we have to do. So very, very important, the rest of the bayans that will be given. Let us listen attentively. So one more bayan that will be given, and after Dhuhr also, another two bayan, then at night also the programs. Set with the intention of making amal, and before each bayan, make the small dua that, oh Allah, let this affect my heart in the correct way. And then we will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on our talab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts that effect in the words of the speaker, and we will find a balm, a cure for the sicknesses of our heart. When we leave from here, we leave closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two things we require in life. Our Ustad Ma Musa Qazi Daud Barakatum always explains to us. He says you need two things in life to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is you need ilm, you need the correct knowledge. The correct knowledge. So, knowledge, this also is very important to get the correct knowledge. Ma Daud Sidat, he gave one bayan. He explained that once I gave, there was a talk on a seminar or some program, and I had to discuss about talaq. So I spoke about talaq, normal masail. After the bayan, one youngster came to me, not a youngster, but like a young person. He came to me and he said, Maulana, do you mean that after giving your wife three times talaq, she's haram, you can't get married to her again? So Maulana said, yes, you can't get married to her again. She's now haram for you. So he said, but I never know this here. I thought that you give talaq, and then when you take her back, she becomes your wife again. So I used to give talaq and take her back, give talaq and take her back, give talaq and take her back. So Maulana said, okay, but now when, if you have to think and try and work out, when do you think you gave her talaq for the third time? So he said, hey, this is happening so often, probably in the first few years of our marriage. And then after that, So he said, well, after I took her back, and she's my wife again. So the correct knowledge we need to have. So Allah has favored us. Most of us are students from different madrasas. We are studying here in Newcastle, etc. We're getting the correct knowledge. The harms of music we heard, the harms of different sins we hear. So that is the correct knowledge. So the correct knowledge, that's the first ingredient. Second ingredient is we need to have the courage to practice on that knowledge. What we call himmat. And how will we get that himmat and courage? So Mawlana explains that himmat and courage, the easiest way to get it is being in the company of people who have that himmat and courage. So staying in the company of the righteous, staying in the company of the pious. And as Mawlana explained yesterday in the bayan, that in every era, in every place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept those people who are the righteous, pure servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make this determination that we will stay with good people, stay with good company. One hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, one person went and he had committed 99 murders. 99 murders. If one murder, we know, you end up in jail for so many years. Once you met one person, he explained to us that he had been in jail for like 25 years. Became Muslim in jail. So why he went to jail? For murder. But sin never ever pays off. Sin, there's never ever benefit in sin. Later that you get enjoyment, which is a test, but afterwards there'll always be difficulties, problems. So he was working for a person who he was working on a farm. So the farmer, very very rich person, used to have their own helicopters and very wealthy. So the farmer had a brother and they were partners, and he became jealous, or he became greedy, so he wanted to kill his own brother. So he told the worker, I'll pay you 100,000 rands. So this is maybe now 35 years ago, lot of money. I'll pay you 100,000 rands, you have to kill my brother. So they arrange the whole modus operandi, how they're going to do it. And the brother comes home, then they'll be waiting in the garage. So they done the whole thing. But what happened is, they shot him. His wife also then came out, they shot the wife also. The man died, but the wife never died. So she had a little bit of life, she managed to get to the phone, call the police, etc. arrived, and she was able to say, so she still had some life in her, she was able to say who had killed them, who had shot them. So this person got caught. But the owner, the other brother, scot-free. Nothing happened to him. Because money talks, so you can buy your freedom. So the bichara, this person who done the act, 25 years he sat in jail. He says, my children, they grow up. Whole life carried on. It was from a neighboring country. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants goodness for a person, then the ways Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses also is different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat day in the jail. So when we met him, it was in his village, neighboring country. Proper sunnah, one of the few people that were coming to the masjid. So sin never ever pays off. So as I was saying, this is for one murder, 25 years in jail. This person, 99 murders he had committed. So he went to someone, a abid, a worshipper, and he asked him, I've killed 99 people, but now I'm tired of this. Now I need to go back to Allah. What's the way? Can I go back to Allah? Can I make tawbah? So the person didn't have the correct connection with Allah. So he told him that 99, وَمَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Hey, for you, no chance. So you know when you're playing cricket, when you're 99, that's when you're very, very tense, you know. You want to get that century. So he finished it off, got his century. 100. And then he went to an alim and he explained to the alim, now I've killed 100. Can I make tawbah? The alim said, of course you can make tawbah. But what you do, if this people here, they are bad people, this environment is not good for you, go to that village, there's good people there. So your tawbah, you will go, you make tawbah to Allah, but you have to change your environment. So company is very important. See, this person had to leave the bad company and go to a good place, good company. And then on the way, the angel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, decreed he was going to die. So now, the angel of mercy, the angel of azab, they're discussing who must come and take his soul. If he's a good person, the angel of mercy will come. If he's a bad person, the angel of azab will come. So then they were deciding what to do. It was said to them, measure the distance. Measure the distance from the bad place and the good place. Actually, he was closer to the bad place, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such. Allah ta'ala commanded the earth that the earth which is from the bad place go further away, and the earth of the good place come closer. So when they measured, they found that he was closer to the good place, and the angel of mercy took his soul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up ways for us. When we will make the intention, we will make the effort, make the niyyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring us closer to him. You go close to Allah by one span, Allah ta'ala comes closer to you by an arm's length. You go walking to Allah, Allah runs to you. More than we want to come closer to Allah, Allah is waiting for us. So, my respected beloved brothers, the correct knowledge and the correct company. Stay with good people, read good things, communicate with good people. Easy ways, we have one alim, righteous, pious, Allah-fearing alim, who we feel that he is a person who will be able to take me closer to Allah, and discuss with him, meet with him. Sometimes we don't have anything to say with him, just go to him, make salam. Assalamu alaikum Mawlana, how are you? Make dua for me. What will happen is we will come in the heart of this Mawlana, in the heart of this alim, the heart of this pious person. When he wakes up for tahajjud at night, we're sleeping, he'll be taking our name, making dua. And anything we have to do in life, we discuss with this person. We need to know what career to choose. So he's a Mawlana, he doesn't know, make mashura with him. You'll see there'll be so much of khair, so much of benefit. I want to take on this job, I want to take on that job, discuss with him. I'm thinking to go study in this madrasa, make mashura. So keep the company of the pious. With the correct knowledge, with the correct company, then we'll get this himmat and this courage, and we'll come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to repent and leave up and give up all of our sins that are holding us back, and to build a close connection with Allah, where we become part of the muttaqoon, like how the previous times it used to happen. In this time also, we can build up that connection with Allah. We all make intention, inshallah.